Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Very interesting afternoon weather-wise. Had a few pop-up showers earlier in the day. So what is in store for us tonight and into the weekend? Austin Price coming in about 3 minutes. He'll have an update with the traffic and the weather. But first, let's look at the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
After experiencing heat advisories throughout the week, the Panhandle's going to get a couple of days of reprieve, going to cool off thanks to anticipated tropical downpours. The National Hurricane Center says the system has a low chance of development over the next couple of days. Heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again next week thanks to a massive heat dome that could hang around into much of August. Panhandle Beach is going to see high rip currents today and falling back to moderate risk current levels on Saturday.
And undocumented students for immigration purposes will no longer receive in-state tuition or fee waivers at UWF. The university's Board of Trustees approved a regulation change at a special meeting yesterday. The board's action aligns with a new state law that took effect back on July 1st.
Okay, and the third story we're watching for you today, FDOH Santa Rosa is reportedly reporting on water quality issues at Navarre Beach. Tests completed Thursday indicate the water quality does not meet the recreational standards at public access 37A and 40B. The health agency now advises against any water-related activities at these locations. The advisory will continue until bacteria levels are below the accepted health levels.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a man accused of the Christmas Eve murder of an Okaloosa County deputy in 2022 has pleaded guilty to first-degree murder. 45-year-old Timothy Price Williams entered the plea in exchange for the state not seeking the death penalty. The charge does carry a mandatory life sentence. Williams shot and killed Deputy Ray Hamilton as he responded to a domestic violence call in Fort Walton Beach, and deputies say Williams began shooting out of a window and hit Hamilton, who later died at the hospital. As part of the plea deal, Williams waives his right to an appeal.
5:13 News Radio 92.3. Pensacola leaders say they're working on a new plan for the old Pensacola Motor Lodge property. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
Our plan now is we may sell the property with the contingency that that property be used for affordable housing only. And if they decided they didn't want to use it, then they would have to give it back to the city. So we can still accomplish our goal of trying to get affordable housing there without having to sit on the property or continue to go back and forth with different types of agreements. So,
okay. Any sale, of course, will be required approval from the city council.
All right, and there's some more information on the men arrested during an ICE raid at Emerald Coast Lawns in Navarre. The men have been ID'd by the U.S. Attorney's Office as 36-year-old Credencio Diaz and 33-year-old Marcelo Perez Santiz. Both men are charged with illegal reentry of a removed alien, and the former also faces charges of possession and use of fraudulent employee documents. Prosecutors say both men had crossed the border after being previously deported.
5:15, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yep, that's what I do. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, it was a very uneventful 4 o'clock hour, and that's a good thing. Let's try to keep it that way. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that's pretty pedestrian considering we deal with that every afternoon. Not really much to dig into there. So thanks for staying safe this afternoon. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, 88 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 91, low of 77. In the early half of your Saturday, we may see some rainfall chances sitting at around 50%, but those should be completely gone come Sunday. And the temperature is going to show it. Sunday is going to be sunny, mostly clear. Currently projected to have a high of 95 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a child has brought a taser to a Florida church camp. The resulting investigation reveals horrors for the children at that reclusive family retreat. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Investigators called to a church camp near Lake City, Florida, to deal with a camper possessing a taser, uncover the child's deeply shocking and disturbing conditions of his home life. Police now have the parents, Brian and Jill Griffith, and adult children, Dallin and Liberty Ann Griffith, in custody for multiple counts of child cruelty and sexual abuse. The family resides in a home deep in the woods, and investigators say 9 children in the home, ages 7 through 16, were severely uneducated and didn't even know their full names or birthdays. The family moved to Florida from Arizona and adopted at least some of the children, allegedly making them spend their days doing physical labor. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a crew member of Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas cruise ship is dead after falling overboard. Happened last night as the ship was a few hundred miles off the coast of the Bahamas. There's cell phone footage of rescue efforts, and in a statement, the Miami-based crew said that our crew immediately initiated a search and rescue operation, but unfortunately, the crew member passed away. We extend our condolences to the crew member's family and loved ones.
Well, statewide power rates could potentially be on the rise. Not a way to start a nice Friday afternoon, is it? FPNL saying its proposed base rate increases will still keep customers' electric bills below the national average. The utility is seeking approval from the Regulatory Commission for increases of $1.5 billion in 2026, $927 million in 2027. FPNL will also offer higher rates to customers in 2028 and 2029. For solar energy and battery storage projects, the Public Service Commission will meet next month to discuss the potential rate hike.
All right. And Governor Ron DeSantis deporting people from Alligator Alcatraz. He announced today that deportation flights are underway. He said there have been two or three removal flights and up to 100 individuals who were in the country illegally and have already been sent back home. The flights are part of President Trump's sweeping immigration agenda.
Well, the would-be assassin who targeted then-candidate Donald Trump at his Florida golf course appeared in federal court in Fort Pierce today. He's representing himself. That's one of the big alarms going off there. Dana Marie McNichol has the latest from Fort Pierce.
The judge strongly urged against it, but we did see Ryan Ruth act as his own attorney only after proving he comprehends the risks that come along with self-representation. Ruth was shackled by the hands. He also was surrounded by his notes and a large law book. He answered multiple questions from Judge Eileen Cannon with, quote, "I don't know." At one point, he said to her, quote, "Obviously, I'm new to all this. I'm just a simple-minded fool." The judge had to stop and explain legal procedure to him multiple times during the hearing. Psychiatrists say Ruth doesn't meet the legal definition of insanity, so Judge Cannon had to constitutionally let him represent himself.
That's pretty dangerous, actually. Florida Governor DeSantis is launching an investigation through the state's own DOGE program into one county in an effort to create savings for its residents. WTVT, that's Fox 13 down in Tampa Bay, has a report in Manatee County.
DOGE audits are coming to Manatee County, the governor and new Florida chief financial officer announced Thursday. County and city data systems, buildings, and personnel will all be under the microscope, a move that could potentially identify cost-saving areas, the governor says, and therefore influence property taxes.
Property tax receipts have gone up 86% in the last 6 years in this county, and that's $213 million in increased collection. Now, there has been growth in Manatee, but it's been about 14%.
Manatee County Commissioner Carol Ann Feld said she was in the auditing business at one time, and as a recently elected board member, she told us after Thursday's news conference she had every intention of evaluating the county's expenses.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Friday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola. Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. and thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Acupuncture and Welders of Pensacola Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's Monday at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the passing of Hulk Hogan, another icon who died this week, and Governor DeSantis' press conference that got interrupted by a heckler. An open opportunity for the governor to rip off his shirt, grab a folding chair, and wrestle the heckler to submission. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. NASCAR is going to race at Naval Base Coronado, and a potentially huge change to the income tax on gambling could kill the industry. You can catch all of these discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. Economists are waiting to assess the impact of tariffs with a new round of import taxes set to take effect on August 1st. Jeff Locke asked fair growers there at the Ohio State Fair today in Columbus about tariffs and the state of the U.S. economy.
The attention of many of the fair goers, the economy, and we asked a lot of questions about the economy. You know, the president's numbers have been a little, you know, shaky on the economy, but I tell you, I couldn't find nearly anybody that would say the economy is in bad shape.
The economy's good. All the bills are getting paid. Life is good.
Are you worried at all about, like, they talk about tariffs going to kind of cause price raises?
No. I trust our president very much.
How's business been this year? Up, down, middle?
You know, I would say just like some waves, right?
Like a roller coaster.
Okay, 524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon. Laura Kantner is in with those numbers.
Shares of Charter Communications plunging Friday after its second quarter earnings fell short of expectations. The telecommunications company also posting lukewarm revenue growth. The number of customers for its Spectrum Internet service dropped by 117,000. Worse than what analysts had expected. Health insurer Centene lost money in its second quarter. The managed care company attributing the drop to rising costs in Medicaid and issues with Affordable Care Act plans. Centene providing bullish guidance in a conference call Friday. Stocks ending Friday on a high note. The Dow finishing up 208, S&P 500 up 25, NASDAQ up 50. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
525, this is what you've been waiting for. Austin Price sliding in with the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
You're right, Chris. They are just on the edge of their seats right now. Don't you know it? Let's see. Only spot we got on the roads here, luckily, is I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. There must be a holiday I don't know about because, man, it looks like the roads are going very smoothly. Everyone must be home. As for the weather, 88 degrees, low of 79 tonight. About a 30% chance of showers. That'll increase mildly for your Saturday, where the high will be 90. 91. But come Sunday, the rainfall chances are going to be gone, and the high is projected to be a pretty rough 95.
Okay, so that's the snapshot locally here. If you got plans to maybe making your way up the Northeast Corridor, New York City, possibly, well, NYC is expected to see extremely high temps in continuing. Today, they've got extremely warm weather in New York. Bane Froney, she is reporting, and she's hot. She's on the streets of Manhattan right now.
It's going to be a scorcher in New York City for today. Temperatures are going to rise to the upper 90s, potentially hitting 98 degrees, which could break a record of 97 set in 1999. Now, normally, we're about around 85 degrees for this time of year throughout the city. So definitely going to be feeling the heat. And on top of this, we have high humidity. So those heat indices, we're going to feel like we are in the triple digits later on today. Now, for this season so far, for the entirety of summer, we've had 790 degree days, but on average, we see usually around 17 for the entire season. So we are due for a nice and hot afternoon. In New York City, I'm Bane Froney, Fox Weather.
And get in the way of ICE agents, and you may catch a charge. The Department of Justice is charging two people with multiple crimes for confronting ICE agents who had been carrying out federal immigration enforcement. The altercation happened at an Ontario surgical clinic earlier this month. The staffers tried physically stopping the agents who had been following an alleged illegal immigrant who authorities say assaulted an officer. One of the staffers was caught and arrested, and the other surrendered shortly after.
Interesting day today in Tallahassee. Had one yesterday as well. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche meeting with convicted Jeffrey Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell for the second day. Her lawyer says she's been telling the truth about the details of her involvement in Epstein's years of sex crimes. David Spunt reports from Washington.
Day two lasted for about 3 hours behind closed doors. Maxwell's attorneys spotted by our cameras heading out for what appears to be the final day of the interview. And her attorney today, David Marcus, insinuated that she's hoping for a presidential pardon. But David Marcus said, "We haven't spoken to the president about a pardon, quote, just yet," end quote. Now, the meeting took place at this Tallahassee federal courthouse, not far from the prison where Maxwell's behind bars serving a 20-year sentence for trafficking. Legal experts question whether Maxwell told and will tell going forward her version of the truth or the actual truth.
And U.S. Capitol Police will conduct a training exercise near the Capitol building this weekend. Officials telling the public to not be alarmed if they see emergency vehicles and large numbers of police officers on the west front of the U.S. Capitol. They also said loud booms or simulated gunshots for training purposes may also be heard. The training is set to take place Sunday.
Watch the slide of the hands here. President Trump using a loophole to make Alina Habba stay on as his New Jersey top cop by changing her title to acting U.S. attorney. Alexis McAdams has more from New York City.
The White House made the change just hours before they knew Alina Habba's time as interim U.S. attorney in Jersey was going to expire. So they pulled her nomination for U.S. attorney of Jersey and made this pivot. It comes after a group of New Jersey judges said, let's get rid of her. They didn't think she was qualified, they said. So they chose someone else to fill the role of U.S. attorney of Jersey. But DOJ officials just fired that pick, said, well, we don't want her either. New Jersey Democratic senators don't like this. Cory Booker and Andy Kim saying this in part. This is just another attempt by the Trump administration to install Alina Habba as U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey by bypassing the court's lawful authority and ignoring the required advice and consent of Congress.
A law's a law, I guess. That's what they're trying to say. Lawyers with a high-priced firm in Alabama get caught using AI to write court filings. You can't do this.
They're
finding this out. Tom Rigetti reports.
Three attorneys with the firm Butler Snow, hired to defend the state's prison system, were publicly reprimanded by U.S. District Judge Anna Manasco. Manasco removed William Lunsford, Matthew Reeves, and William Cranford from participating in the case in which false case citations were included with court filings. Manasco called it serious misconduct and also referred the matter to the Alabama State Bar for possible disciplinary action. Butler Snow is representing Alabama in multiple lawsuits against its prison system. Records indicate the state has paid the firm over $40 million since 2020. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Well, there you go. Learned the hard way, I guess. Thinking about buying or selling the home, here's your rates. Today, Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rate, 6.81%. 15-year fixed rate is holding steady at 6.05. Well, news, sports, coming up. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump visiting Scotland and his golf resorts today. He's also preparing to ramp up trade talks with European allies.
I'll be meeting with the EU on
Sunday, and we'll be working on a deal.
The president threatening several nations with high tariffs unless they negotiate a trade deal ahead of his August 1st deadline. The Trump administration releasing billions in education dollars that had been on hold.
$6 billion in funding from the Department of Education will now be made available. Adult literacy and helping people learn English were among the programs funded through the grants. The Department of Education said it reviewed all the programs after putting them on hold, and the money will start going out to states next week.
And Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Chris and Austin.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, after experiencing heat advisories throughout the week, the Panhandle will get a couple of days to cool off thanks to anticipated tropical downpours. The National Hurricane Center says the system has a low chance of development over the next couple of days. Heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again pretty early next week thanks to a massive heat dome that could hang around into much of August. Panhandle beaches will see high rip current risks today, falling back to moderate for tomorrow.
Okay, here's your second story. Undocumented students for immigration purposes will no longer receive in-state tuition or fee waivers at UWF. The university's Board of Trustees approved the regulation change at a special meeting on Thursday. The board's action aligns with a new state law that took effect July 1st.
All right, and your third top story this afternoon. FDOH Santa Rosa reporting water quality issues at Navarre Beach. Tests completed Thursday indicate the water quality does not meet the recreational standards at Public Access 37A and 40B. The health agency now advises against any water-related activities at these locations. This advisory will continue until bacteria levels are below the accepted health levels.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
There is additional information today on the removal of PPD Chief Eric Randall. according to an internal survey. I keep wanting to say international survey, but internal survey.
That's a pretty big survey.
You know, really would have a large area to talk
Croatia,
about.
Croatia, what say you?
Sure would. Only 29% of the department had confidence in Randall. 29% were neutral. 42% were negative. Mayor Reeves still refusing to answer direct questions about Randall's departure. Well, Randall says he always gave 110% to the department.
There's some things you wish you could have got accomplished, and there's some things that you know, that'll be there for the next administration to be able to continue to move the ball forward and get it across the finish line.
And Captain Christian Brown, of course, has been promoted as the new interim chief.
All right, and Escambia River Electric Cooperative will reopen its Walnut Hill office on Tuesday, July 29th. That's this upcoming Tuesday. The office closed back in August of 2024 due to mold remediation. It's located on Highway 99A next to Ernest Ward Middle School.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The Toronto Blue Jays, red hot. I'm Jared Max. Now 4.5 games atop the American League East over the Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays won for the 19th time in 24 games Thursday. The Blue Jays beat the AL Central leading Tigers 11-4. Detroit has lost 10 of its last 11 games. Toronto, a half game behind Milwaukee for the best record of the major leagues. AL West leading Astros beaten 5-2 by the Athletics. The Orioles defeated the Guardians 4-3. Cardinals over the Padres 9-7. The Mariners beat the Angels 4-2. Seattle made a trade with Arizona to acquire former All-Star first baseman Josh Naylor, who's batting .292 with 11 home runs and 59 RBIs. The baseball trade deadline is less than a week away, July 31st. Yankees prospect Spencer Jones hit home runs in his first three at-bats Thursday in a game for Triple-A Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Jones, who's 6'7", leads the minors with 29 home runs. A two-time Gold Glove winner at shortstop, 35-year-old Nick Ahmed announced his retirement Thursday. Ahmed played 10 seasons with the Diamondbacks. Then last year, he split time between the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres. Ahmed played 5 games this season for the Rangers. On social media, he wrote, "For as long as I can remember, all I ever wanted to do was play baseball. I got to live out my childhood dream and play for a very long time." After 18 years in the majors, relief pitcher Jesse Chavez announced his retirement at age 41. Chavez holds the MLB record for having been traded more than any other player. 11 times Jesse Chavez was dealt. He played for 9 different teams, career record 51-66, a 4.27 ERA. He made his last appearance July 13th for the Braves. Chavez said, "This has been a great ride and way more than I ever expected from a 42nd round draft pick." NFL, Las Vegas Raiders are going to release veteran defensive tackle Christian Wilkins. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we just heard some chatter about the NFL there, so I'll keep that theme going. New York Jets fans got quite the scare after quarterback Justin Fields was carted off to practice field with an injury. Golly, these people can't catch a break.
Were they wondering if he stumped his toe like Aaron Rodgers or something like that?
Tore his Achilles, right?
Yeah.
Thank God it was nothing near that. NFL Network reports that initial testing shows one of Fields' toes was dislocated, luckily not fractured. Fans were worried upon hearing reports that he suffered a leg injury. Coach Aaron Glenn later clarified it was a toe injury, believing someone may have stepped on his right foot as he threw an incomplete pass during Thursday's practice.
Okay, so we're talking about NFL right now, right?
Right.
Okay, some NFL players have been flagged by the league office for what they apparently did with some of the hottest tickets in sports. You do not sell your tickets that you got as a present.
Right.
That's tacky. They did it. Frank Lanza has the report.
More than 100 players and 24 club employees are in the doghouse with the league office. The AP reporting the players and club employees are being fined after violating a long-standing NFL policy by selling Super Bowl tickets to see the Philadelphia Eagles face the Kansas City Chiefs back in February for above face value. The players who resold their tickets will reportedly have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. Those players also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next 2 Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. The club employees, meanwhile, who violated the policy, they'll be fined 2 times face value. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Okay. Having a would you call it a discussion about Saban?
We were, yes.
Yeah, because let me just set the story up for you, if you don't mind. Former University of Alabama football coach Nick Saban shutting down recent rumors that he is planning to make a return to coaching. We've heard it before. We heard it out of LSU when he went to Miami. We heard it when he was in Miami. I am not going to be the head coach of the University of Alabama. Overnight, next day, he's sitting in Alabama in Tuscaloosa. So what do you buy into this? Because I said that this earlier in the week, I addressed you with this.
Right.
I said, what's up with Saban? I'm getting all these mixed reactions from my contacts around the league.
Well, can I give you my opinion?
Go for it. Hey, let me ask the folks. Hey, folks, can he go ahead? And go ahead.
Yeah. You can text in. You got the green line here. No, I think the difference this time is that he's retired. He's very old, and he's got. Very old for a head coach, and he's got such an unbeatable legacy already behind him. I don't know if those circumstances align with a return this time around.
And I think he has a lot to deal with his wife.
Miss Terry.
Yeah, Miss Terry. Who knows? But here's the story, and I'm going to give it to the man himself. Here's Nick.
I enjoy what I'm doing. I did it for 50 years. I loved it. I love the relationship with the players. I love the competition. But, you know, it's another station of life now, and I enjoy what I'm doing right now and want to continue to do it, spend more time with my family, my grandchildren, my children.
Why do people always say that? Same thing. I'm going to spend more time with the family, the wife, and in a few months from here, I got to get a coaching job. You know, I'm going crazy at home. Terry's kicking me out. I'm driving her nuts. Do you think he's going back into coaching or not?
No, I do not. And I hope I'm right.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Baseball trade deadline is right around the corner. The New York Yankees traded for Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon. I know the Yankee fans weren't thrilled because Eugenio Suarez was out there and Suarez is viewed to be the better player. But according to folks that are in the know, the Yankees are going to be pretty aggressive. So maybe this is just the beginning of some new folks headed to Yankee State. I'm Andy Gresh.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Here's today's health news.
New details about former President Biden's cognitive health during his term were allegedly revealed Thursday during a closed-door meeting with the House Oversight Committee. Christina Coleman has more of the details.
A source close to the committee's closed-door deposition told Fox News Biden's former top aide, Ron Klain, revealed Biden was not seen as, quote, politically viable by Jake Sullivan, his national security advisor, or former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton by last year. And now some lawmakers are questioning whether Ambien played a role in Biden's extremely poor performance at the presidential debate. Klain helped Biden prepare for the presidential debate. A source tells Fox News that during today's closed-door deposition, Klain said he had no knowledge of Biden taking Ambien and that Biden appeared tired and ill before that debate.
New survey out. Oh, this is concerning. Finds most U.S. adults back legal abortion 3 years after Roe versus Wade was overturned. C.J. Papa has more.
More than 1,400 people taking part in the AP NORC poll conducted July 10th through the 14th. It shows about two-thirds of U.S. adults think abortion should be legal in all or most cases. About half of those surveyed believe abortion should be available in their state if someone does not want to be pregnant for any reason, and they're just as likely to feel the same way in the strictest states. The survey also shows strong support for abortion access in cases of rape, incest, medical emergencies, or fatal fetal abnormalities, even in states with the strictest bans. C.J. Papa, Fox News.
All right, 5:45, and Austin Price. Yeah, he can't get out of this one because he just said to me a few minutes ago, I think it's raining out there.
Here over my shoulder.
Okay,
yeah.
He's got the weather and the traffic. together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, you might have some of the lightest of sprinkling if you're traveling on I-10 right now. Speaking of I-10, we'll look at that first. We do have some minor backups, or rather our usual backups, if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, though, there's not really much holding you up. Please be safe out there as the roads get slick. As for your weather on a local scale, 88 degrees, low of 79. Slight rainfall chances this evening, believe it or not, going to increase slightly on your Saturday. Sunday is going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 95.
Yeah, we're getting kind of a reprieve from the heat here with the cloud cover and a little bit of the rain there. As I told you earlier, heat warnings going to hit Pensacola area again next week, so don't get comfortable with this. Thanks to a massive heat dome that could hang around into much of August. While we're talking about the heat dome, it is feeling hot for about 200 million Americans under the heat dome, especially those in New York City. Bain Froney is up there with the details.
Heading down into the subway, we were taking the temperature, comparing that to what we're dealing with outside, and it is way warmer down into those subway stations. Now, so far this summer, we've had 7 days in the city where we've had 90 degree or above days. Usually throughout the entire summer season, we see about 17. So we were due for a very warm afternoon, but with this humidity, it's making it feel a lot worse. It feels like we're in the triple digits. The good news, though, is that it's going to get a lot cooler starting tomorrow. So this is going to be not a heat wave situation, just a 1 day thing for the Northeast, but that heat dome is going to start to shift back west once again.
Here's today's business news.
I wonder if the people attending the Ohio State Fair say it as the Ohio State Fair.
They better not.
All right. Fox Business is asking those people up there at the Ohio State Fair what they think about the economy 6 months into President Trump's second term. Well, Jeff Locke is up there in the rain. He looked like a wet dog earlier today. He's in Columbus, Ohio, at the home of the Ohio State University.
They've been a little bit mixed, but I'll tell you, when you talk to real people out here, I find it very hard to find anybody that thinks the economy is doing bad. Well, I say anybody, but I did find one. How's the economy? Bad.
The economy's good. All the bills are getting paid. Life is good.
Are you worried at all about, like, they talk about tariffs going to kind of cause price raises?
No. I trust our president very much.
How's business been this year? Up, down, middle?
You know, I would say just like some waves, right?
Like a roller coaster. I love this state fair. If only it wasn't raining.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Elon Musk's satellite internet service Starlink says it had a network outage on Thursday that lasted several hours. There were more than 60,000 reports on down detector during the reported peak. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage eased out this week, offering little relief for prospective home buyers facing record-high home prices. Freddie Mac says the long-term rate slid slightly to 6.74%. UK and India's bilateral trade is set to get a more than $34 billion annual boost over the long term following their free trade agreement, with the country's leaders calling it a historic deal. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week higher, with the Dow gaining more than 200 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ setting fresh record highs. U.S. crude oil futures for September falling roughly 1.5% above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Samsung users, yeah, they're using, this is a kind of a neat payment feature they're introducing here. They say you can now pay as you go. What does this mean? Let's find out. Here's Eben Brown.
Throughout a turbulent economy, consumers have been making use of installment payment options that come with handy smartphone apps. People have been able to buy clothing and housewares and even other things in this fashion. It usually doesn't require a high credit score, though payments do get reported to the credit bureaus. Samsung device users now have a new option starting today. Samsung Wallet on select Samsung Galaxy smartphones will now offer consumers a way to pay in installments. It is an option in the Wallet app rolling out in select states today and should be nationwide by the end of the year. Samsung is teaming up with buy now, pay later service Splitit to power it.
Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a California lawmaker wants to know where all the money from the Fire Aid concert went. The celebrity-filled music event raised about $100 million for victims of the wildfires around Los Angeles, and you probably remember us talking about that before. But Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley says none of the victims have received any money, reportedly. He says he's asked the Department of Justice to look into the issue and find out what the heck happened to the tens of thousands of donations.
Yeah, if you remember, the day the fire broke out, we went live from Pacific Palisades with Pensacola native Jerry Blank, who lost his business up there, lost his house, lost the dojo, as they call it, karate dojo. But anyway, yeah, I'm sure he's wondering where the bucks went as well. FCC has signed off on an agreement between Paramount and Skydance Media. Daria Albinger is in. She's got the details.
The approval creates a mega media conglomerate, which includes entities like CBS, Paramount Pictures, and Nickelodeon. FCC Chair Brendan Carr says Skydance has promised to ensure a variety of viewpoints across the political and ideological spectrum, adding, quote, Americans no longer trust the legacy national news media to report fully, accurately, and fairly. Skydance also agreed not to establish any DEI initiatives. Commissioner Ana Gomez, the only Democrat on the three-person panel, opposed the move, citing Paramount's recent payment to settle President Trump's suit against CBS's 60 Minutes. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes and one final check of the road and weather this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $299, now only $249 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $399, now $329 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How'd I find the time?
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
The guitar. The bass. Ukulele.
And before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies all in their own style. Come out and take a spin on the dance floor at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Okay, 5:55, News Radio 92.3. It reminds me of the movie A Night at the Roxbury. Do you ever remember that movie? It was.
It just feels like to me like a dance club.
That's what it was. It was not a good movie, but just that track reminded me of that
movie. The movie sucked anyway.
Had a couple of knuckleheads in there. It was based on a disco-type situation. It was funny, what can I say? Speaking of funny, why don't we just go ahead and check out the weather and traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. And I laugh about that because it's going to get better by Sunday. You're going to, and Monday, break out the SPF. UV rays are going to be kicking again.
Yeah, these next couple of days are just stereotypically Florida. So looking at our roads here, we only got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And if this is like any other afternoon, that should die down over the course of like, what, the next 20 minutes or so? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good. Thank you for staying safe out there. And yeah, please continue to do so. We had some sprinkling going on just outside our building in our neck of the woods here. It's 88 degrees, low of 79 right now. Slight thunderstorm chances this evening. They'll increase on Saturday just a tad. But come Saturday night into your Sunday, they should be gone. Now, Chris was mentioning the heat just a couple of moments ago, and that is what's going to really start turning around on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We've got a high of just 91 on your Saturday. Sunday, it's going to hit 95. Getting into Monday and Tuesday, it is currently sitting at 99.
And if you don't like the heat, you're going to not be a happy camper moving through August, because the heat dome is going to be in place during almost the whole month of August.
Right.
So we're going to have these hot temperatures for quite a while.
Yay!
Here's today's pop culture news.
You sell it. I don't believe you're yay on that one, but
you shouldn't.
I'll buy into it. Adam Sandler, I like him as an actor. He's a darn good guy. If you liked Happy Gilmore 1, you're going to love Happy Gilmore 2. Michelle Pollino has the story.
Nearly 30 years after the original film, Adam Sandler returns in Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix. This time, Happy's out to make his daughter's dream come true, lacing up for one last comeback to raise $300,000 for her Paris Ballet School tuition. Along the way, he reunites with old rival Shooter McGavin, played by Christopher McDonald, and faces off with an energy drink tycoon, played by Benny Safdie, trying to take over golf with an extreme new twist.
Remember the happy place I went to? You go to yours.
Julie Bowen also returns, and the film also features Sandler's real-life daughters, Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And since we're talking about actors, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Actor Michael Ward being charged with rape and sexual assault in the UK. According to British authorities, the alleged offenses relate to one woman and are reported to have taken place in January of 2023. The 27-year-old has been charged with 2 counts of rape and 3 counts of sexual assault by the Metropolitan Police, and he's scheduled to appear in court on August 28th. The Jamaican-born actor rose to popularity for his roles in productions such as Top Boy, Small Axe, and Eddington.
Thursday was a sad day for wrestling fans. Of course, the wrestling world continues to pay tribute to Hulk Hogan. Jonathan Serry has more on the details.
Fans and fellow wrestlers mourn the death of pro wrestler Hulk Hogan. Knox County, Tennessee Mayor Glenn Jacobs, who used to perform as the wrestler Kane, had this remembrance.
For those of us who are 80s kids, Hulk Hogan was professional wrestling. In fact, he was bigger than professional wrestling. He was a cross-media icon, transcended the sport, and was just a pop culture legend.
Hulk Hogan died from apparent heart problems Thursday in Clearwater, Florida. He was 71. In Atlanta, Jonathan Serry, Fox News.
Okay, Chappelle Roan books her fall tour and teases a new song. You familiar with this person?
Yeah, Chappelle Roan, yeah. She's kind of annoying, I think, on social media, but outside of that, I think some people like her music.
Well, we'll find out. Michelle Pollino has a bit of a sneak peek for us.
Chappelle Roan is taking a victory lap this fall. The pop star announced a handful of new shows in New York, Kansas City, and Los Angeles, along with a new single, The Subway, which will drop August 1st. She'll hit Forest Hills Stadium in New York September 20th through the 24th, Kansas City's Memorial Park October 3rd and 4th, and Pasadena's Rose Bowl October 10th and 11th, her first U.S. dates since fall of last year. The latest single follows March's non-album single, The Giver, which has been a live staple since Roan debuted it at the 2024 Governor's Ball. Before her U.S. dates, Roan heads to Europe for a tour kicking off in Oslo August 6th. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, the Galvez Landing boat ramp is not going to receive the planned $5.2 million in Restore Act funds for upgrades. County leaders are now planning to put some of that money toward buying Gulf Front property on Perdido Key, which will create another beach access point. It was District 1 Commissioner Steven Stroberger who decided to pull the plug on the boat ramp project, at least for now. Coming up in 12 minutes, more information. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.